Now, we'll go overseas. Diplomats from the UK and the US are encouraging Hamas to accept what is being described as a generous proposal for a ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza. Reports say the deal would require Hamas to return 30 to 40 hostages and for Israel to release more than 1,000 Palestinians from its prisons. The Israeli government is under pressure from allies and the families of hostages to agree to a deal, and a Hamas official told AFP there were no major issues in Israel's latest proposal. Earlier, I spoke to our correspondent in Tel Aviv, Sarah Coates, about the talks underway in Cairo.
We do know that a Hamas delegation is there right now speaking to senior Egyptian officials and other key mediators. They have had this deal, Hamas, in their hands now for a couple of days. And according to a senior Hamas official, the atmosphere, this is what they've got to say, is positive, unless there are new Israeli obstacles, saying that right now they have no major issues with this current proposal. Now, there is a lot of quiet optimism really here on the ground that something may indeed happen, given that Israel issued an ultimatum to Hamas basically saying that this is the last proposal that you'll get. If you don't agree to it, then we'll move forward with this operation in Rafah. Now, Israel has also reportedly agreed to a number of concessions. Instead of receiving 40 hostages in the humanitarian category, that is men over the age of 50, women, children, and people who've been injured and are also sick, it will take 33. It'll also evacuate a corridor which splits the strip in two and potentially allow residents to return to their homes back in the northern part of the Gaza Strip, including men of fighting age. Now, there are also reports citing senior Israeli officials as saying that Israel is willing to discuss the restoration of calm in Gaza. And this would be really the first time that Israel has spoken about this. So certainly looks to be some momentum. We can potentially expect an answer in the next few hours or the next few days, but an Israeli delegation has just been dispatched to Cairo to monitor these talks.
A lot of encouragement, no doubt, from the US and other parties involved.
Certainly, and this is why we are seeing the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken here in the region, his seventh tour of the Middle East since October 7. He's right now in Riyadh discussing the day after the war and also a revitalized Palestinian Authority, who should be in charge of that and so on. Also talking with the Saudis with regards to their plans, which they put on ice for normalizing ties with Israel. Now, we have heard time and time again from the Saudis that they would be willing to do this if there is an independent Palestinian state established. So a lot of diplomatic work here really going on behind the scenes, and it really is being seen as sort of a last gasp chance to secure some sort of a deal, get these hostages home, and stop these hostilities in Gaza now.
The domestic political situation in Israel, however, there is enormous pressure on Benjamin Netanyahu over this from his right wing, which presumably wants him to continue with the operations in Rafah regardless.
Certainly. This is coming from the far-right National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, and also the Finance Minister, Bezalel Smotrich. They've really been pressuring Netanyahu since the beginning of this war and since deals were put on the table to try and bring these hostages home. Basically, they're saying that if Netanyahu, if Israel accepts a deal or goes with a deal that sees a release of thousands potentially of Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails, that they will leave the government, topple the government, as well as if Israelis don't go down into that southern Gazan city of Rafah, which of course is causing a lot of international concern. So on one hand, they are threatening to topple the government. On the other hand, there are key leaders such as the war cabinet member Benny Gantz. He's basically been saying that if indeed this did happen and if Netanyahu caved to this pressure and didn't actually put the hostages first, then they literally have no right to serve in the government.
That's Sarah Coates, our correspondent in Tel Aviv.